Balham Queen Sands.
其他古希莫岛。
Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we start our testimony this afternoon.
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们今天下午的见证会。
Before we invite testimony, let's sing a hymn 363.
在我们请一位姐妹上来做见证前，我们先来唱一首赞美诗，363首。
363。
三百六十三。
Now we're going to pray together.
我们现在要一起跪下来祷告。
Please pray for the session for the testimony.
请大家为今天要开始的见证会祷告。
So God will, God's name will be glorified.
所以神的名会被荣耀。
Let's pray.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
I guess this has, I've been doing this for 2 years, but I think this has been the hardest anyway.
我已经上来，这两年来我陆陆续续有上来做见证，不过这一次我感觉特别困难。
The request to testify before you.
今天再到你们面前来做见证。
The young people at church.
年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
Came as a complete surprise.
对我来讲是非常一个惊讶的事情。
I realize the Lord has given me a most wonderful opportunity.
因为我知道这个做见证的机会是神给我一个非常美好的机会。
And I hope to get it right this time.
我希望我能让神的名彰显。
You'll see what I mean in a minute.
你马上会听到我的见证，你就会了解我在说些什么。
Several years ago, I received a request to write a column for Mana.
几年前我曾经被要求要在Mana 的杂志上面写一段文字。
I agreed, and the column "Letters from Mom" was born.
所以有一个专题是从妈妈来的信就开始在Mana上面出现。
The aim of the column was to encourage, comfort, and urge the youth to continue living as children of God.
之所以想要在玛拿上面有这个专题的原因，是因为想要利用这个机会来鼓励、来安慰，并且来教导我们的青年能做神好儿女。
But the problem was that while I agreed to write the column.
但我遭遇的问题是当我答应了要开始写这个专题之后
I did not have the courage to accept the responsibility.
我发现我丧失了勇气来接受这一个工作。
So I wrote on the condition of anonymity.
所以我开始写的时候我是用匿名的方式在写。
I am not proud that disobedience to the will of the Lord was a recurring theme in my life.
我在这里跟大家说，我并不是觉得是一件得意的事情，但是对神的旨意，违背神的旨意，一直是常常在我的生命中出现的事情。
I wish I could tell you that it is a thing of the past.
我希望我能跟大家讲，是我违背神旨意，只是过去发生的事情。
But the truth is that even as I was attempting to get today's testimony right,
但是真正的事实是，即使我在准备今天的见证
，I was tempted to control how much of God's grace and mercy upon me and my family I was willing to share with you.
所以当我在准备今天的见证的时候，我还在自己还在思考要哪些可以讲，哪些不能讲。
Which was why I didn't even have the first draft of this testimony until 2 a.m. this morning.
所以我一直到今天清晨的两点才写完第一个草稿。
I should know by now that it is not for me to decide what to share and what not to share.
但我其实应该知道分享神的恩典并不是我来控制哪些可以分享哪些不可以分享。
Therefore, may God give me the strength and courage to show that He alone is God and that every word in the Bible has come from Him. For our own, number one, for our own good as we live in this world, and two, for the good of our souls when we pass on from this world.
所以求神赐给我力量, 让我今天可以, 见证他, 见证他是唯一的真神。 圣经上的每一个字都是, 从他来的, 是为了我们自己的益处, 所以我们可以活在这个世界上, 行他的道理, 也是为了救我们自己的灵魂。
I have testified that as of the second half of the 1920s, the Lord used three generations of men in my mother's side of the family to advance the gospel in Sabah.
我以前跟大家见证过, 在1920, 后半段的这五年中, 神, 神用了我们家里面的三个, 三代的人来让, 福音传到沙巴。
I have testified that each man lived and died an unbeliever.
我也曾经跟大家分享过, 即使神借由我们的家里来, 传这个福音, 但是, 我们家这些, 这三代的人其实都, 没有信主。
I have also testified that the Lord saved my husband from becoming the fourth generation of men to live and die an unbeliever.
我以前也跟大家分享过, 我的先生是福音传来的第四代, 而他是第一, 他也是, 没有成为信主的人。
Additionally, I have testified, and you have seen and heard, that in spite of adversity, the Lord has kept me and my daughters safe and supplied all our needs.
对不起, 前面那一段是说, 我的先生是第四代, 但他是, 并没有成为第四代, 没有信主的人。 然后, 我也跟大家分享过, 即使在困难的时候, 神有保守我和我的女儿, 大家都, 平安地长大, 而且他也, 提供我们所需要的。
I do not think I'm exaggerating if I tell you that if you walk into any one of the Northern California churches, you will hear men and women thanking God on our behalf.
我想我并不是在, 夸大其词, 但是如果你走到任何一个, 北加州的教会, 你都有听过弟兄姐妹在谈论神给我们的恩典。
But such is not the case in my mother's local church.
但是当我, 当我的妈妈在原来的她的母会的时候, 情况并不是这样。
Where she resides, the report is, and I quote, that family has many troubles.
在他的母会, 大家对我的家庭说的话是说那个家庭有很多的麻烦。
For as long as I can remember, my mother's troubles have been with her in various forms.
在我可以记忆的范围内, 我记得我妈妈生活上面遇到了非常多的困难。
What my mother knew to observe basic practices like going to church, making offerings, and requesting for prayers, she did not know the value of studying God's Word.
虽然我妈妈她知道信仰的基础, 她知道要来教会, 她知道要奉献, 她也知道要, 祷告, 但她并不知道, 她不知道要好好学习神的话语。
When I was growing up, I saw my mom sleep with the Bible close to her pillow.
我记得我小的时候, 我曾经看到我妈妈, 睡觉的时候, 把圣经放在她的枕头旁边。
She treated it with the belief that it would protect her, much like someone would wear a talisman for protection and good luck.
她把圣经放在她的枕头旁边, 因为她认为圣经就像一个, 守护神一样, 可以放在旁边得到保护。
I cannot remember my mom ever studying the Bible.
我从来不记得我有看过我妈妈打开圣经来研读。
My mom did not know the Lord.
我妈妈并不认识神。
She did not know He alone was God.
我妈并不认识这唯一的独立真神。
My mom was not acquainted with the Lord.
我妈并不了解神。
She did not understand what He was all about.
她并不认识我们这一位神。
My mom was in constant conflict with her mother-in-law, a worshipper of a Chinese goddess.
我妈妈常常, 跟她的婆婆有一些争执, 她的婆婆是一个, 信拜偶像的人。
Once, when my mom was feeling tremendously overwhelmed by her troubles, she said, "The devil is more powerful than God."
有一次，当我妈妈跟她的婆婆又有很大的冲突的时候，她曾经说过，偶像好像比我们的神更有力量。
My mom did not know the Lord.
我妈并不认识神。
She did not know He alone was God.
她并不认识我们这个独一的真神。
When we were growing up, my mom enjoyed honor and prestige in the community.
在我们小时候长大的过程，我妈妈在社会上面享有蛮重要的蛮崇高的地位。
My father was a top government official.
因为我爸爸在政府机关做一个很重要的官员。
He was a handful of local boys.Educated and trained to replace the British after Sabah gained its independence in the 60s.
因为他是在沙巴变成一个独立的国家以后，他来负责教导这些人来取代当初的英国殖民地的官员。
We lived in the best parts of town.
所以我们当时是住在当地最好的一个区域。
We sailed on board big steamships in first-class accommodations between ports.
我们常常在不同的码头中用很好的船在旅行。
My mother attributed this to a fortune teller's prediction.
我妈妈把这些的好处都把它当作是都把它当作是算命的给的好处。
She did not know the Lord.
她并不认识神。
She did not know He alone was God.
并不正是我们知道的唯一的真神。
I am the oldest of six siblings.
我们家总共六个兄弟姐妹，我是最大的。
Out of these three, two are single, one of them is divorced.
六个兄弟姐妹中有三个住在家里，因为其中两个是没有结婚的，有一个是已经离婚的。
One of my brothers is married.
我有一个兄弟是结婚的。
He's doing very well by this world's standards.
他以这个世界上的眼光来看，他算是一个很成功的人。
But he remains an unbeliever.
但他从来就不认识神。
One of my sisters.
我有一个姐妹。
The one next to me.
我下面那一个妹妹。
Is married to a person of the Hindu religion.
她嫁给一个信印度教的人。
Her children, the oldest is of whom is about Sarah's age, are being brought up in the Hindu faith.
她的小孩，她最大的那个小孩跟 Sarah 年龄差不多，他们家的小孩都是在印度的宗教下面被带大的。
They do not know the Lord.
他们并不认识神。
They do not know He alone is God.
并不知道这个唯一的真神。
It's a dreadful thing to not know the Lord and that He alone is God.
这是一件很不幸的事情，如果一个人并不认识神。
My personal experiences show that this lack of knowledge hurts not just one person, but an entire family as well as generations of a family.
在我身上所经历的经验可以证明说，不认识神的结果并不是影响一个人，而且是影响了整个家庭，甚至是接下来的后代。
I imagine that if my folks knew what they know now, they would not have made the wrong life decisions.
我常在想，如果我的家人他们能早一点认识神，也许他们在生命上面遇到的事情就会不一样了。
We are all grown-ups here, so I will be forthright with you, that you may understand what is right and what is wrong in the eyes of the Lord.
既然在座的都是成人，我想你们都知道，在神的眼中哪些是可以做，哪些是不可以做的。
My mother often blamed her mother for her marriage.
我妈妈她常常把她婚姻上面的不如意怪在她的婆婆身上。
From what I gathered, my grandmother felt that my dad was a good catch because of his promising career.
在我的认知里面，我认为我的祖母把他自己儿子，就是我爸爸， 觉得他是一个很好的对象，因为他的职业非常高尚。
I have a suspicion this is true because I've also heard my dad put the blame on my grandmother.
所以，我的妈妈会怪我的婆婆，好像在这个婚姻上面带来了很多麻烦。我自己的感觉也是，这有可能是真的，因为我爸爸也会怪他自己的妈妈。
My grandmother did not know the Lord.
我的祖母她并不认识神。
She did not know that He alone was God.
她不认识这个唯一的真神。
Many decades later,
在很多年之后
，My grandmother would repeat herself.
我祖母还是会常常讲一样的话。
My youngest sister suffered from a mental disorder.
我有一个妹妹，她是精神上面有一些问题。
My mother couldn't wait for her to leave home.
我妈妈很希望她能早点离开家里。
It so happened that my sister found herself a pen pal.
我的妹妹她后来交了一个笔友。
I do not know what transpired, but one day my grandmother flew with my sister to meet this person.
我不知道是中间的经过，但有一天我的祖母就和我的妹妹一起去见这一位笔友。
A marriage was quickly arranged.
所以他们很快的就决定要结婚。
In due time, a child was born.
不久之后，他们生了他们第一个孩子。
In due time, the young man divorced my sister.
没隔多久，这个笔友就跟我的妹妹离婚了。
He said that my grandmother deceived him.
他说这个。过去娶我妹妹的人，他说我的祖母骗了他。
My grandmother did not know the Lord.
我的祖母她不认识神。
She did not know that He alone was God.
她不认识这一位独一的真神。
It's a dreadful thing to not know the Lord and that He alone is God.
我再次强调，不认识神，不知道这个独一真神的人很可怜。
But for the grace of God, I would not have known the Lord and that He alone is God.
如果不是神的恩典把我带来，我也不会认识神，不知道这位独一的真神。
Neither would have my husband and my daughters.
如果我不认识神，我的先生和我的女儿也不会认识神。
And very likely, nor will future generations in my line of the family.
所以非常有可能的是，我接下来后代都不会认识这位独一的真神。
When I testified at this location in October,
我记得我十月份的时候在这里做过见证。
I said that when I came back to church, I wanted to come back in anonymity.
我记得我跟大家分享过，说我决定回来教会的时候，我希望用匿名的方式来聚会。
I was ashamed of my sinful past and wanted a fresh start.
因为我对我自己过去的我对我自己有罪的过去觉得非常羞耻，所以想要重新开始。
But I also wanted nothing to do with the TJC side of my family.
另外一方面，我也不希望任何人知道我知道我家庭跟真耶稣教会过去的一些的关联。
I felt they had not been able to walk the talk.
因为我觉得我的家人并没有言行合一的是个基督徒。
So for a long time after I was back in church,
所以当我决定回来教会以后，有很长一段时间。
While a sermon was in progress, I would find myself thinking these words, "You cannot show me."
很长的时间，有一段很长的时间，当我在坐在底下听道理的时候，我常常心里会想到一句话，就是你们讲的跟说跟做的不一样。
I had a very bad attitude that no one knew about.
我那时候坐在下面听到，但是我心里却是带着一个很不好的态度在听，也许周围的人看不出来。
But God is truly merciful.
但神对我是很有怜悯的。
I was angry and rude.
虽然我是很生气又没有礼貌，但是神还是对我非常的。
But the Lord was very patient with me.
但神还是对我很有耐心。
It took a while, but there would come a time when I found myself telling anyone who listened that the Lord had made the Bible come alive for me.
经过一个很长的一段时间，我发现我常常在跟不同的人在分享，圣经上的话语带给我生命上面的转变。
I was beginning to discover for myself that the Lord was showing me that He could walk the talk.
慢慢的，我发现圣经上面的字，证明的是神是一个，神是一个信实的人，他讲的话一定会成全。
I was also beginning to feel that the Lord was going out of His way to impress upon me that He was for real.
我也慢慢的开始能体会，神一直在用他的大能来帮助我。
For example, the timing of my return proved to me that the Lord was looking out for me and my family.
其中一个例子我可以提的就是，就是我回来教会的这个时间点，可以证明神一直都在看顾我和我的家人。
My husband's dad and two sisters died of cancer.
我先生他自己的父亲还有他的两个姐妹都是癌症过世的。
My husband was the fourth person in his family to have the disease.
所以我先生已经是第四个人在他们家中有癌症。
When he was diagnosed with the disease in 1990, Larry was a believer.
在1990年，当我的先生被医生诊断出来有癌症的时候，很感谢神，他已经是一个信徒了。
He had received water baptism and the Holy Spirit the year before.
在前一年的时候，他已经经过大水受洗，也得到圣灵。
I don't want anybody to miss a very important point.
我不想大家错过这个很重要的重点。
And that is, I only came back to church 1.5 years prior to Larry's baptism.
就是在我的先生他受洗的前一年半，我才开始回到教会。
When the Lord washed away his sins.
而在我回到教会的一年半后，神亲自洗净了他的罪。
I marveled at the timing because I had no control over the chain of events leading to my coming back to the house of the Lord and to the family of God.
我一直在强调这个时间点的原因，是因为，我并没有任何的控制或是任何的知识能知道，我的生命中接下来要发生的事情是什么时候会发生。
Only the Lord knew that Larry was about to pass on from this life.
只有神知道。隔没多久，我的先生会离开这个世界。
And that I was going to be a widow, and our children would be left fatherless.
当他离开世界的时候，我就变成一个寡妇，而我的小孩会变成没有父亲的人。
It is hard to be left a widow.
寡妇是很辛苦的。
When I was in middle school, my grandmother became a widow.
当我在念国中的时候，我的祖母她成了寡妇。
I don't think I will ever forget how difficult it was for her.
我想我永远不会忘记，她所经历的辛苦。
When my mother was left a widow, she had a lot to worry about.
后来我妈妈也变成了一个寡妇，她有很多生活上面的困难要做。
But I can testify that the Lord went out of His way to care for me and the girls.
我可以跟大家见证的是，神在。我虽然变成了寡妇，但是神他却用他的大能的手，给我了所有的帮助和我的小孩。
I have many examples, but in the interest of time, I will just use the following example.
我的生命中有很多的例子可以来证明神他给我的帮助，但是因为时间的关系，所以我只能提几件事情。
We were renters for a long time.
我们一直是租房子的。
Renting gave me a great feeling of insecurity.
但因为租房子的原因，所以给我一个很不安全感。
The Lord found us a home we could afford to buy shortly after Larry got baptized.
但是因为神的带领，在我的先生他受洗完没多久，我们找到了一个可以支付的房子。
Where we live is not what realtors would advertise as a prime location.
我们找到那个房子也许不是大家会觉得是很好的区域。
It is not considered a desirable neighborhood with great schools.
并不是一个学区很好的区域。
The schools are considered low performing.
那个学区的学校，分数并不是很高。
A few young people in our neighborhood go up to join gangs.
有一些在我们的社区念学校的小朋友，他们后来变成了加入了帮派。
Adults deal drugs in front of our house.
甚至在我们的社区中，有时候会看到有成人在买卖毒品。
A casual observer might be compelled to say this is like a neighborhood without a future.
也许有些人看到这样子的社区，会觉得这是一个很糟糕的社区，小孩在这边长大是没有未来的。
But I can testify the Lord has gone out of his way to prove there's nothing to worry about.
但是我可以跟大家分享的是，神的大能可以让任何事情转变为没有问题。
Despite attending low performing schools,The Lord opened other doors of opportunity so that my daughters lacked nothing.
虽然我的女儿她们是来她们上的学校是在这样不好的学区中，但是神给她们的机会却不比别人少。
He provided for them in every way so they could each attend the colleges he had prepared for them and succeed according to his good will.
即使是在学区不好的学校上学，神还是带领他们两个可以在可以后来可以上好的大学，而且也让他们在神的旨意下面完成他们大学学位。
In fact, as if to provide proof to support what I just said, I can add two current examples.
我现在想跟大家讲一下，就是最近才发生的两件事情，我可以跟大家来证明说神是随时在看顾我们家。
First, just yesterday.Sarah was in Colorado with a research team from school.
就在昨天才发生的事情 ，Sarah 她在学校跟她的研究伙伴。
They were making a presentation at a unit of the Department of Energy.
他们这个研究的团队在对能源部门来做一个演说。
Sarah is a fourth-year student at Harvey Mudd College.
Sarah 是在Harvey Mudd 大学的第四年的学生。
U.S. News and World Report has reported that the Harvey Mudd Engineering Program is the best in this country for a school of its size, and here it is.
在两本有名的杂志上面有特别讲到说这所学校的工程学系是最好，这是整个国家最好的学校。
Secondly, next week is Career Week at Stanford.
下个礼拜是在Stanford 大学的找工作的机会。
Felicia has been invited to speak on a Careers in Education panel.
Felicia 有要在下个礼拜的活动中间讲话。
She graduated almost 3 years ago with a degree in public policy.
她在三年前的时候从这所学校毕业。
She has a minor in Middle Eastern languages, literatures, and cultures.
她学的是公共行政，然后她也有复修中东的语言还有文学。
Felicia has been working in Boston since graduation.
在她毕业以后，她一直在波士顿工作。
Let me share something about the job the Lord prepared for her.
让我来跟大家谈一谈，神提供她的这个工作机会。
I printed this off the Stanford website, and I will read from it.
我从这个Stanford 大学的网站上面把这一页纸印下来，我可以念给大家听。
Felicia works closely with the Boston Teacher Residency Initiative, an intensive program to prepare and license teachers for Boston's classrooms.
在这个网站上面特别提到说 ，Felicia 跟波士顿的教员 校园委员会一起工作，然后这个工作是特别要教导在波士顿的老师。
Residents co-teach with a mentor teacher for a full year, take specially designed coursework, and earn a master's degree in education.
所以在波士顿的居民他们可以参加这一个活动，参加这一个组织，然后来学习怎么样当一个老师。
Felicia takes on diverse roles within marketing, research, operations, and grants management.
Felicia 她在这一个组织中的工作有很多，包括要研习，也要跟外面的人接触，然后来帮他们进步。
Indeed, the Lord makes the Bible come alive for me and my family again and again.
很感谢神，这些年来的经验让我觉得，圣经真的是在我的生命中，一直在帮助我。
He shows me again and again what he means in his "Do not worry" passage, which is in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34.
在我的生命中，一次又一次的事件，可以让我了解说，神真的是就像他在马太福音的六章二十五节到三十四节提到，不要为自己忧虑。
I can truly take comfort when I read Matthew 6:33, where it says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well."
所以每一次我读到马太福音第六章三十三节讲到，你要先求神的国与神的义，我都会感到很大的安慰。
We are here on this earth only for a time.
我们每一个人都只能活一次。
When we die, we go to be with the Lord.
当我们走到生命的尽头的时候，我们就会跟神复合。
This is what Jesus said to the man who was hanging beside him on the cross.
这是当耶稣他被钉十字架的时候，他对他旁边的被钉的人说，
I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise, and this is in Luke 23 verse 43.
记载在路加福音的二十三章第四十三节，这边提到说，我实在告诉你，今天你与我在乐园中相见。
I can testify that the Lord went out of his way to show me he meant it today as he did back then.
我可以跟大家再强调一次，神真的是在我的生命中一直在帮助我，不管是过去还是今天。
My husband was sick for 3.5 years.
我的先生他生前他生病，总共生病了三年半。
Toward the end of his life, Larry was incoherent.
当他快要离世的时候，他不太意识不是很清楚。
But one evening, the week before Larry died, I heard him call out in his sleep.
所以后来他常讲的话我都听不是很懂。有一个晚上，就是他快要离世的一个晚上，我听到他在他的睡梦中忽然间大叫。
He said very clearly, "Lord, here I am."
那句话他讲得非常清楚，他说，主啊，我在这里。
Then he got up and wanted to fix things around the house, something he was fond of doing when he was in good health.
然后他就从床上爬起来，然后开始想要修理家里面坏掉的东西，这是他还没有生病前最喜欢做的事情。
He told me, "I'll be dead in 1 week's time."
然后他跟我讲说，一个礼拜内我会离世。
The next day, he stopped eating and drinking.
就在他讲完这件事情的第二天，他开始不能再吃喝。
Then he went into a coma.
然后他就昏迷了。
Larry has been with the Lord 13 years.
我的先生他跟神同在十三年。
I did not begin to study the Bible until I was expecting my younger daughter Sarah.
我并没有真正的开始研读圣经，直到我在怀第二个小孩。
Before I conclude, let me share one passage of scripture the Lord has impressed upon my heart all this while.
在我结束今天的见证前，我想要跟大家分享一段圣经经节。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 to 20.
我们请翻开《生命记》的三十章十九到二十节。
And I will read from my NIV.
生命记的三十章十九到二十节。
This day, I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you.That I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
生命记三十章十九节，我今日呼天唤地向你做见证，我将生死祸福成名在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得成活。二十节，请爱主你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久也在乎他，这样你就可以在主神向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示应许所赐的地上居住。
I know these words to be true.
我知道这一段圣经节是真真确确的。
I have today testified that these words are true.
我今天跟你们做的见证就是要跟你们说这些话都是真真确确的。
I have testified and you have seen and heard these words to be true.
我跟大家分享了，而你们也听到了，这些话都是要应许的。
May the Lord impress this passage upon your hearts.
愿神让我们每一个人都能牢牢地记住这一段话。
May the name of our Lord Jesus Christ be forever praised, for truly He alone is God.
愿主我们的神，他的名永远被彰显，而他是唯一的独一真神。
谢谢哈，苏神姐妹刚才跟我们见证了很好的她的这个生活上面的经历。
Thank God that Sister Susan just shared a wonderful testimony with us.
我听了这个见证以后有许多的感触。
I have a lot of feelings after listening to her testimony.
我们知道。苏珊姐妹她的先生刚刚讲在这个十三年之前就去世。
Just like what Sister Susan shared, her husband left the world 13 years ago.
她带着两位这个她的小孩女儿从这个苏珊姐妹的这个先生去世以后，就抚养，让他们能够在主里面，在他们的学业上面慢慢的成长。
So God has guided Sister Susan and her two daughters through many years under His guidance, and through God's will, they also finished their college.
那我记得Larry 以前在太平洋教会聚会的时候，他是一个 handyman。
I remember that
他是很会做一些教会修复。
I remember that Brother Henry was really handy. Larry was really handy when he attended Pacifica Church.
那在他生病的时候，他有时候也会在教会里面帮忙，比方说像我记得以前在太平洋教会有一个后面呢，在照这个录影的哈，是他先生做。
I remember even during his sickness, he still helped out in the AV control room in Pacifica Church.
那很感谢神。从苏珊姐妹的见证里面，我们看到，虽然Larry 弟兄蒙神这个召回，但是呢，因为他的家庭和他自己都能够在保守在主里面。
We thank God that through Sister Susan's testimony, we know that even though Larry, who left the world 13 years ago, but his family still was protected under God's guidance.
从他的见证里面，我们可以发现到一个很重要的一点，就是完完全全的依靠神的恩典。
One key point I learned from Sister Susan's testimony is that we need to rely on God full-heartedly.
保守在神里面，学习神的道理，选择神的道路，这是一个很重要的选择。
We need to make our life choice to rely on God's guidance, study God's word, and follow God's will.
我们每一个人在生活上面都有许多的选择，我们可以选择今天来到教会，也可以选择今天在外面这个有自己的生活。We
have many choices in life. For example, today we can choose to come to church and listen to the words of God, or we can go outside.
苏珊姐妹见证她家人。 虽然同样的有这个机会，虽然同样的是在他的家的生长的这个背景当中，但是呢，他把这个机会把它丢了，这是一个很好的机会，他们都没有来把握。
Sister Susan's testimony, we know that previous generation of her families, even though they are given the great opportunities to know God, but they lost the opportunities.
在他的见证里面，他说，就是一个很好的这个机会认识神，把圣灵报寄到了，他还是送给他的朋友。
So the opportunity, the wonderful opportunity was given to them. To their face, like the Holy Spirit journal was sent to their house, but they gave it out to friends.
我们知道一个人的选择很重要。
We know that our choices in life are very important.
一个人能够选择认识神，选择在神的恩典里面，是一个福气。
It's truly a blessing that we can choose the right way. We can choose the right way to be in God's guidance, in God's love, and in God's grace.
所以，我们年轻人也有很长一段时间，我们有很多的这个理想，有很多的这个将来的远景。
So we as young adults, we might have a bright future that we want to plan about, and we might have many years that we want to plan our future upon.
每个人都有自己，有这个将来有不同的事业、工作、不同的发展。
We might have our own dreams to pursue in terms of our work or our career.
但是今天我们应该问我们自己一个问题：我们在选择上面，我们是要选择认识神。 走神的道路，还是要选择走自己的道路？
But today, the more important question is that, do we make the choice to follow God's path, or we follow our own path?
我想，这个结果在世界上，看起来很可能都看不出来，因为在世人的眼中，大家看的就是你的成功跟失败。 或者你的事业的大，或者是小。
I think the consequences of the choice might look different in the world's eyes.
但是，如果我们在神的眼中看起来，一个人选择的确能够在他的信仰跟他的生活上面。 成为他永远的帮助，就是选择神的道路。
But in God's eyes, this choice will incur two completely different results. If you follow God's path, then you will be in God's grace.
即使像苏婶姐妹，她的父亲、她的家人以前有很多的这个好的享受地位，可是对对一个人来讲并不重要。重要的是有没有认识神。
Just like the previous generations of Susan's family, they might have really high status in the society, but at the end they don't know God.
今天我们把这个信仰放到我们这个眼前，我们应该好好的把握。
Today we are also given the wonderful opportunity to learn God's word to understand faith.
我们感谢神，让我们今天能够来思考这个问题，也求神带领我们，让我们能够在我们的信仰上、生活上面，做了这个最好的选择。
And we thank God that we are given this opportunity to learn God's word, and we also ask God to guide us through our life so we can make the right choice in life.
最后，我们一起跪下来祷告，求主耶稣帮助我们，也帮助苏婶和他的家人。
So now let's all kneel down and pray for ourselves and also pray for Susan and her family.